Have you ever been to the woods? Now, I can imagine, you're smiling gently, but with a hint of sarcasm. Of course, you say to yourself, what kind of question is that? But have you really? Have you been to a real forest? The one that makes you pay the price for entering it. Where everything is at stake, but there is nothing offered in return. Just questions like, why is it good like this and not good like that? Or, why this one inspires you and that one makes you want to die? It's easy to get lost. But at the same time, it is the only way to get found. Like, really, really found. But be respectful. After all, it is a public space, and you'll be marching together with many others. Stand firmly. Take a deep breath in, and a long breath out. You can stretch your arms and legs if you feel like it. Feel your feet grounded, ready. Together, we can perform citizens, a crowd, a nation.
Now, start walking. There is a path to follow. An invitation to get lost. A mystery. Walking is an intimacy with the landscape. Is walking ever a walk? Or rather a pilgrimage? A dance? In pairs? Do you remember which leg was first to start moving? Did you notice the structure of the ground? How does it feel to walk on that specific texture? Do you need to look down? Such self-evident choreography. The way we walk affects the way we get to know the landscape. each body develops their own way of likely imperfect walking posture and movements. How would it feel to walk with a different body?
Muscles are moving, weight is shifting, the bodies are changing, the landscape is in a flux, passing by. Is the landscape ever outside of us?
Where is here now? It is only the movement that makes it possible, distinguishable. Have you been here before? Have you walked with it before? Perhaps you know that place. Perhaps your experience is enriched by the memories from here. Memories of here. Dreams that were dreamt here. Dreams that were happening here. Pleasures that you got here. Fears that traversed you.
Do you ever want to get lost on a walk?
Is it possible to walk alone? Walking with different landscapes is to go for a different walk, another experience and other thoughts. Walking is never innocent. Do we ever walk together? Whose are the rhythms of the walkers? Are they connected? Are they united? Walking is political. It is embedded in the culture, the way we walk, with whom we walk, the terrain we walk, for what we walk, on whose property we walk. I remember walking. Sometimes I miss it. I used to walk on the edges of the waters, tracing the shapes and the moments of transformative touches. I walked too much, swamped with the flows, myself a swamp. There was no ending point. Just restless and lustful strolls, searching for the unknowable. I was constantly absent, and my body slowly dissolved. It joined migrations of the swallows, winds, continents, people, rivers, worms, chemicals.
Let me be your host today. You are the flow. Let me walk you through me. To enter me, you need to follow a few rules. Some are known, some are not. As we are not walking towards anything, we need a different rhythm. Stop for a moment. I'll lead you. Okay, now, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And now a few repetitions. 2 step forward, 1 step back. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Oh, I love that. Again, for the last time. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. You've entered. Welcome to my body.
It is as if you got lost, and the place doesn't make any sense anymore. So you might see it differently. As if you are a bit disoriented, and therefore more rooted. Now you are looking from within the landscape. You can start walking at your pace, celebrating the new body you just received.
Stay put now. Don't even move a finger. Try to be as motionless as possible. Direct all the attention outwards. Listen. You might start distinguishing different layers of sound. persistent basso continuo of rustling trees. From time to time a bird chirps, a car passes, someone laughs, someone whistles. Feel like moving yet? Don't worry. A listener is never actually still. Membranes in your ears react to every change of pressure, which delicately caresses them. And that change, my love, we call a sound. Invite it. Rejoice in the beauty of being passive. Never bored. Because listening is a constant change.
Okay, the passive part is over. You've done beautifully. Now you can give back to the soundscape. Look around. I'm sure you can find something. An object, a space, an opportunity, a feeling. Intervene in the soundscape, answer it. Vocalize your fears, hum. Make a sound with whatever you find around you. And be mindful of others. After all, only together you are the orchestra of this special evening.
Join your orchestra. Please stop playing. Look down, exactly where your feet are.
Start walking.
From under the ground, I sing to you.
I have nothing but my song.
I have nothing but my song.
I think I used to be like you. After all, I know all these words. Feet, beneath, eyes. They don't seem empty to me. But their meaning is drifting further and further away. I've lost my meaning to the world too. No one can touch me, and I lived for touching. This is how it started. I went for a walk, wanting to sense the last beams of the afternoon. I saw a pair of eyes and I followed them. They led me to the park and we walked for so long that our contours blurred and turned into dust. My last song, though, managed to leave my body just before it vanished. And so it's here, forever, bouncing off the trees, piercing the soil. So now, can you hear me? Did you hear about lovers who got lost between the trees only to find themselves anew? Have you seen them? They might be secretly following some of our steps, teasing the soil under your feet, teasing your steps. Feel the terrain through your feet. Can you feel them? Can you feel me?
Feel the expansion. Your body is stretching, arising from the intersection with your skin. But your senses go beyond. Let them be seduced. Where is the lust growing from? As if a wave is slowly entering through your back and emptying in your belly. Expanding the skin, stretching you between the shadows and the stars. You are growing from the soil. The waters flow over, your body starts leaking out. Get immersed into another body, as if you would be sinking into a thickening, sparkling liquid. Maybe you don't know your lovers yet, but I think your eyes have already crossed with some eyes tonight. Am I right? Anything can happen.
Landscape is what you know about nature, and yet a stranger. How to attend to it without romanticizing, fetishizing, appropriating?
From under the ground, I sing to you.
Find me. Oh, find me. At least look for me.
Oh, find me. At least look for me.
Can you feel me under the first layer of the soil? Put your hand on the ground. Dig a little. Feel the temperature of it. Note it in your mind. You can lay down, feel it with your whole body, or move to touch a tree.
Rub it, scratch an itch, let your whole body shamelessly look for other beings to meet and get in touch with them. Do it with curiosity. Rub, rub, rub. Pat, pat, pat. Roll, roll, roll. Maybe a new otherkin's life will be born out of this touch. A humana tree? A flower woman?
Touch is the ultimate connection. Even if we go deaf and blind, but we still have a sense of touch. It keeps us close to reality. It grounds, gives meaning. Start walking. Why did I go for a walk? Not only for the beauty of the landscape.
When I first caught a glimpse of the eyes who led me here, I wanted nothing else but to be touched. To be blessed by a breeze of someone's breath. Feel a hand heavy of shyness on my shoulder. I got it, and it melted me. Now I am a part of reality, but I lost touch forever. And yet my thirst for it never ended. Now I'm discovering new meanings of it. From under the ground, I sing to you.
Well, look around. And find the trophy of that game of senses and take it with you.
Can you feel that? Soon your contours will blur too, and you will turn into a landscape. It's a good thing. Take your headphones out and let yourself melt into the evening. It was a pleasure having you walk through me.
Welcome into all your new natures, my dear.